Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a time for a change. Sometimes, you hear a lot of people talk about changing situations and everything. But this is the day, the time, the clocks are going back. Fall back, spring forward. November 1st is today. And some of the clocks, some of your cell phone, situations have already changed and went backwards. Well, first off, say, I'm calling from a place most people lived their whole lives trying to get to. I'm calling from the promised land. Have a fortunate situation to have as one of my guest hosts today is Trisha Bailey, now known as she's creating her own image as a superhero. I was brought up with two, my mother and my father. So I didn't have to buy no comic books. Did not have to go to the games or, buy records to see who I wanted to be and I admired. It's my mother, Dorita Livesey, and Thomas Livesey. But it's a huge, footsteps to fill. But for those who are in our society today that need some kind of representation due to the violence at schools, at the home, or even at church, is the Lookout Lady. And she created this image as a superhero lady, somewhat like a Superwoman, someone like Batman, someone like Superman, someone like Wonder Woman. Now's the time to change. And now's the time for women of all colors to understand that abuse and violence and slave trade is still going on. Please believe it's still going on. Distribution, number one, is Atlanta, Georgia. We have this kind of show going on, and I want you all to just listen to what we're going to talk about. Without women, men, we would not be here. Make sure to turn your clocks back if they don't already turn back. Fall back. Hey, Uncle Gene. She will appear, and this is where we're going to start the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the midst of a lot of people, and I see that so many people on the switchboard are trying to get on. And make sure to set your clocks back. Here's the thing. Most cell phone companies already set your phone back, so you might be late or early, depending on what the situation is for the rest of the day. But for right now, we're talking about if there's an urgency, there's a situation. We have the superhero that this individual was very concerned about safety and the community. And her name is Trisha Bailey. I want to bring her on and just let her describe what she's all about. Welcome to the show, Trisha.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding.
Great. Thank you for having me on your show today.
You're welcome. Listen, I played a little bit of the Whitney Houston when we were talking earlier before the show. You mentioned Whitney Houston, I'm Every Woman. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
We have so many other people who are listening in who I'm Every Woman, and we have a little bit of a history with 1 Billion Rising.
Right.
Let me just tell you this, is that there's about 8 billion people on the planet Earth, and unfortunately, 1 billion, women, sometime throughout their life will be either affected through abuse, and when you want it, and I'm going to give it the mic to you, to create this character in the superhero image of a strong woman of color. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and what was your passion, and why did you want to do this? Take it.
Okay. First of all, thank you, Tom, for allowing me to be on your show. Of course, you are the baddest man in radio. Let me give you a little bit of information about myself. Originally, I'm from North Carolina. I'm the youngest of six. And I created this character because the character's name is called the Lookout Lady. So the Lookout Lady first was the Lookout Girl at the age of 12. And they gave me that name. My cousin gave me that name because he said, you're going to be the Lookout Girl to look out for everybody. So I was doing odds and ends things, like I would run to the store to errands for my sisters, my brothers, whatever somebody wanted something, I was there. Just do odds and ends things. I used to braid my cousin's hair. I used to do a little bit of everything. So they named the Lookout Girl. So I was just looking out for everybody. My mother was a product of domestic violence. And I kind of looked out for her also. And as I got to be older in high school, I was bullied in school myself. And my grandfather was the one who gave me, the strength and the courage to get through that part of my life. So my grandfather was really the rock of my life. And he was the one I based this character on. So as I got to be older, moved out of the home, my home and my mother's home, I decided I wanted to do a superhero, which is what I have created now. And her name is called the Lookout Lady. So the Lookout Girl has grown up to a lady now. So basically this character, because of, all the things that I do, I advocate for no texting and driving. I'm all about safety. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a fitness instructor. I'm a hairstylist. I wanted to combine this lady to be able to relate to young girls, for our seniors, for anything involving safety. So that's one of the reasons why I came up with the Lookout Lady.
Why you do it?
Why do I do it?
Why?
Because I want the younger generation to see that they, whatever they put their mind to, they can do it. It doesn't matter where you start in life. You can rise above it. Like when I was bullied in school, you can rise above it. And that's what I've done with this character, to make the younger generation know that whatever situation they're in, that they can overcome it. And I think it's a good thing for
now,
young girls, to see something positive.
Let me ask you this. Have you created a character? Obviously, I think you're in high demand now. I noticed that you've been kind of busy. You couldn't take my calls. You know, I was playing, you know, hopscotch with the president. Couldn't get in touch with you, though. What are you trying to do? And can you give your contact information before we go into anything else in detail as far as what are you trying to do and what's the message, especially this time of year?
The message, of course, has always been safety. It's more about self-improvement. The advocate for, of course, for no texting and driving, of course, to be safe on the roads. Healthy living, that kind of thing, positive self-image. And I want to, of course, be a motivational speaker, too. I can be reached at TrishaBailey80@gmail.com and at 404-441-0075.
Obviously, it's kind of a dumb question. What did you dress as yesterday for Halloween?
Of course, the lookout lady. Everyone was in a costume, but this is my normal gear. This is what I like to dress up in when I go. It's bright, it's noticeable. When I went to the school, Donbar Elementary in Stone Mountain last week, and the kids, their faces just lit up when they saw me. They called me the Golden Girl, actually. But it's just bright, and it's attention getter, and they just was like in awe. The little girls was like, oh, wow. They want to be a lookout lady, a lookout girl. So that was what I wanted to agree. I wanted something that was visible, something that that's noticeable. And once I told my story, they were like, wow, they finally came to the they came up and said, well, I want to be a lookout girl, or that I got bullied in school. This is what happened to me also. So a lot of kids started opening up after I told them my story.
Well, sometimes you have to, you got to give a coin to get a coin. And
Right.
So when you tell your story, where were you yesterday evening? And can you, I think I have online the pastor that invited you for some reason.
Yes.
It's because of the spirit in your soul. Can you tell me where you were and can you introduce her?
Sure. Sure. I was invited to come to a candlelight vigil. It was sponsored by Sisters in Christ, and my good friend, Reverend Liz Tuggle, was the person who invited me to come to speak, to give a 3-minute message of what I went through. It was a domestic violence and human trafficking. It was at the Rock of Ages Lutheran Church, and the lady that spoke, oh, she was so powerful, Vivian Carter. She was a very powerful woman of God, and it was just an excellent service. So it was yesterday for Halloween, and it was from 6:30 to 8.
Well, can you introduce Ms. Pastor Vivian?
Sure. When I heard her story, I was just in awe of her story. She is a survivor herself. When you hear her story, you would just be overwhelmed. It's like she gives you her truth. It's just the truth, her story, and what she went through. And once you hear her, you're just going to just hear what she has to say. Her name is Vivian Carter, and she's a survivor of domestic violence. And this is Ms. Vivian Carter. And how are you all doing this
Pastor,
evening?
How you doing?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Oh, we're outstanding and honored to have you on the show. I heard there was a great turnout, and I heard it was a very powerful situation. And it was, obviously, time has changed. Today, tonight, the time is changing. And now the time is changing for women of domestic violence, sex trading, slavery. Believe it or not, in 2015 still going on. But welcome to the show and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Tom and Tricia. I do thank you both for having me as your guest on this evening. And just to tell you a little bit about myself again, that I am actually a woman that grew up in poverty as a young girl, sexually abused, physically abused, mentally abused, and you just named the abuse. It has happened. I didn't grow up with a father figure of any kind. I never felt loved by anyone. And I was that little girl whose voice didn't seem to matter. And with that being said, I did whatever I had to do to survive such brutal attacks, that I did survive. And I'm also an author of a book that I had written, which is a coming-of-age novel. And, again, the sexual abuse and the domestic abuse, it goes hand in hand.
How are you working with an organization here locally, or is it nationally, or how can you give your contact information, you know, quickly? And I would love to have you on the show yourself, but thanks for having the Lookout Lady. Let me ask you this, Pastor Vivian, before you say that, do you think there's a need for a Lookout Lady superhero character?
Well, I would agree with it. Again, I have no qualms with anyone that's out trying to help, again, stopping the endangerments that's going on today. So, yes, indeed, I do think that there should be a Lookout Lady, and I appreciate Ms. Tricia Bailey for looking out for me last night.
Wow.
I'm really from Niagara Falls, New York. I moved to the Atlanta area not even 2 years ago, good, maybe about 22, 23 months now. About 22 months now I've moved here. And I do belong to a local organization in which, back at home, I did have a women's shelter. It was called Shelter from In the Storm House. It was a safe house that I had, and I housed over 10 to 12 women. And then I just stepped out on faith, and I relocated to Georgia.
Can you give your contact information, Pastor?
Sure. Anyone can contact me. You all can contact me at 716-990-9813. I do have an open number. My email address would be M as in Mary, A as in Apple, B as in Victor, C as in Cat, A as in Apple, the word forever at yahoo.com. So, again, that would be mafkaforever@yahoo.com.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for, you know, stopping by. I want to keep you mic'd up. This is the Lookout Ladies talk show, and I want to really kind of keep it condensed down. And for yourself and others, but it's an end of the rainbow. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Right. It is the end to the rainbow.
So, out of all of the abuse that you had, you were still kept your eye on the prize.
Out of all that I went through, there were definitely suicidal moments, suicidal attempts. But nonetheless, you know, I was just determined that I could make it. I was determined that I was going to be a survivor.
Can you give one statement for those who might be 9 years old, just like you? You know, 10 years ago. What can you tell them?
I would tell anyone, it doesn't matter about the age, the race, the identity, the religion, or the lack of religion, that your voice does matter and you do make a difference. I want you to know that there are so many outlets today. You don't have to keep what was called back then a secret, because we never want to expose anything to anyone, but we want to keep it to ourselves. But because there are so many different outlets, you can utilize whatever outlet. Should you feel the need to pick up the phone, you can even call myself. It'll be a personal, private conversation. And I do believe in keeping the confidentiality clause. Again, my number would be 716-990-9813. But I also want to let people know that no matter what the oppression, depression, the hurt, the sorrow, the guilt, or the shame, that you are an overcomer. You are truly an overcomer.
Tricia, respond.
Yes. Well, Tom, she's absolutely right. I went through the same thing myself, like I told you before, and you think you're in it and you think you're the only one, because I noticed a lot of younger kids when I went to the school, they were kind of apprehensive about saying anything or about speaking from the beginning. But once I started talking to them and being comfortable with me, they were able to come up and say, that happened to me too. And some kids at school have been picking on them also. So, once you get that confidence up in yourself to be able to tell somebody, that's when you will free yourself up from that.
Well, this is great. I want to try to bring on an individual who is probably, Trisha. She's known as a tax queen, and she's really kind of busy tonight. But she's on to support you because you supported her show. Those who need to have their services and products, article talk show campaign set up, please contact me, Tom Livesey. You can befriend me on Facebook. That's TOMLIV, is in victory, SEY. Let's get this thing done between now and Christmas, okay? But I have one individual who we both know, Trisha. Thank you so much, Pastor.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome.
Stay on. I got you mic'd up.
Oh, Tom, let me also...
770-318.
Hey, Tom. This is Corliss Royal. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hi, Corliss. How are you?
I wanted to come on and support my friend, Trisha Bailey. She is definitely an advocate and a supporter of the needs of women, young and old, mature, it doesn't matter, like she said. She supports the breast cancer, liver disease, any kind of cancer. She's also an advocate for texting while driving. She has firsthand knowledge of these things, and she can share these things. Trisha is caring for the world and showing out for us as women. And to Miss Vivian Carter, I have to commend you because you're still here today. You're able to talk about what it is that you've gone through, and you must know that the Most High has brought you through all of that, or you would not be here at all. Mm-hmm. So for all of us, we need to support each other, keep each other lifted up, and also keep each other in prayer as well. And Tom, I do taxes and accounting, so I'm Corliss Royal. If anybody needing to get in touch with me, at Royal Enterprises, LLC.com. So with that said, Trisha, I am supporting you in your endeavors, and call on me anytime that you're in need. And thank you.
Well, thank you, Corliss. Tom, can I say something? Last night when we had the event, there was an attorney, Destiny Harris, that was there from the DeKalb County DA's office, and she gave statistics last night that was kind of, I was just shocked myself because I didn't realize it was this alarming. She had mentioned about the human trafficking, the industry. It was estimated that the industry is like $290 million industry. And I was just alarmed. And she even talked about the young girls, there's 200, 500 girls each month that are victims of child sexual exploitation and trafficking. And I was just, wow, I couldn't believe it. And the young boys, there's like an average of 7,200 boys, in Georgia each month that are affected by this. And this is taking our young kids, out. And it's so easy. It can be done just off the internet. They can get young kids just from the internet. And you think that, your parents, not watching you, that someone can, basically come and pick you up right at your house and not even think anything of it. So it's an epidemic. And Atlanta is one of the biggest hubs for statistics going on.
Pastor Ayrton, can you comment on that?
And that is so very true. In Atlanta alone, the girls start anywhere between the ages, and it's very, very sad at the ages that these young girls are starting at. It's anywhere between the ages of 12 on up, and boys are between the ages of 11 and up.
11 and up, right.
Okay.
And the
so
age
you would
is
be
younger.
Amazed. You would be totally amazed. Atlanta is the number one hub, and it is a very profitable, unfortunately, a very profitable organization, and especially around when you have your big, I'll say the football season, when you have your Super Bowl seasons, anything that has a big significance that would people would value in the world. These are the events that pimps would take the girls to, and they would definitely, you know, work those streets until they come up with a certain quota.
Wow.
And we're talking high digits. We're not talking peanuts. We're not talking $10,000. We're talking hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Steven, could you expand a little bit on that? Like, could you kind of tell us a little bit what you said to us last night about an incident that happened to you?
When that was the Grey Cup you're talking about, when I was in Montreal.
Yes.
And I went to the Grey Cup, and you were up from sun up to sundown, 7 a.m. You were out there. Your quota was about $10,000, nothing less than that.
Wow.
And you survived. You're a survivor.
And I survived.
We're going to finish playing the song, you know, You're Every Woman. And, you know, obviously every son. But here's the thing. There's with the, you know, as an investment banker, as a talk show host, as a news editor, internet bound, CNNC International, Our Town, topics that you deal with in Facebook, I get a lot of refinement. Mm-hmm. And these are, you know, requests from some women that I don't even know. And they request and want to be my friend. And you don't really know because today, you know, in society, these 12-year-olds look like 22-year-olds. Now, when you get 32, mm-hmm. you want to try to get back to 22, you know. Is that the situation that some men that don't really know that get these requests from these girls, and it's probably from the pimps, you feel me? To
right.
dress and look like they're 22, and you're just
That's
looking
right.
at them like, okay, you want to befriend me? Okay, I'll befriend you. But then you don't know that they're 12.
Right, right, exactly.
And this is why we have the lookout lady. Lookout lady is there to look out for no text and driving. As a matter of fact, there was two brothers who died, okay, from Decatur, Georgia. They were going, they were soccer players in Decatur High School. And the first brother died on the spot. The second brother died, you know, the day after. And then there was just the week before that, another, you know, incident of, you know, a murder, a killing, you know, traffic. But the texting and driving, Trisha, I want you to try to talk about that situation. And then, like I was telling you last night, you know, early, is that there were two, you know, deaths happening from the Halloween, and it's not all totaled up yet. Trisha,
mm-hmm.
tell us the importance of no texting and driving.
Well, texting and driving has been one of the leading things of death. It has exceeded drinking and driving. It's 8 times worse than drinking and driving. So, like I told you before, once I'm out there on the roads, there's so many cars down in Atlanta that you have to watch out. Even, you know, from both sides. Because if you're on the phone and you get the phone up to your ear, it's kind of hard to see from the side. So I see accidents all the time. Everywhere I go now, there's accidents. Either car has either flipped or the car is either you know, they collided because one person is not paying attention, or the person in the back of you just probably hit you from the back because they're not paying attention. So we're out here, we're driving, we're not, we're distracted. We're doing so many things now on the roads. We're eating while we're driving. We're talking on the phone. Some of us are, you know, applying makeup, you know, you even watching television, you know, movie or something on your phone while you're driving. So all these things are distractions. And it's going to vary. Like I said, it's an epidemic now, just as bad as drinking and driving.
Well, I have an individual, I think, may want to say something, and she is a perfect backseat driver. She's also a superhero of mine. Let's see if I can get her on. 404-309, Dorita Livesey.
Good evening. Do you hear me, Tommy?
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thanks for this opportunity. And yeah, I'm sitting here with my brother, and my brother Eugene. I won't tell his age here. But,
my favorite uncle?
Like your favorite uncle, who was a senior counsel on the budget committee on Capitol Hill for 10 years. Am I right, Eugene? Is that the right introduction? Deputy Chief Counsel. Wait, he will talk with you after I salute Patricia once again for the outstanding contribution she's making to our society. And I'm just so proud of you, and continue the good work. For a while, I was really out there, you know, certainly you have done a lot of volunteering, you know, here in Gwinnett County, had a chance to bring in youth diversion programs, you know, to the church, what have you. But now I think about Spelman, one of Spelman College theme song, It's My Choice to Change the World. And that's what I'm reminded of when I hear of all the wonderful things that you're doing, and just keep up the good work and give my best regards to your daughter. And I look forward to seeing you really, really soon. I did give the information to the principal at our school, Anderson Lucy Elementary School, where we have 800 students. And But I'm not the principal, so I can't. I don't know how, you know, whether she's going to respond or not.
It'll
but you
great.
Continue keep up the good work. And then I want to say hello to everyone else who's participating. Salute you, Tom, for the outstanding job that you're doing, and in promoting certainly this texting and driving and bullying and all the evils of our time. And we all have to do whatever we can to try to make a difference. And that has been my motto, to try to make a difference. And at this time, I'd like to present to you my brother, Attorney Eugene Austin.
Hi, Tommy.
Hello, Tommy. Attorney General, Uncle Eugene Austin.
Oh, I tell you, those titles have faded into the background by now, but I'm going to be changing locations very shortly, and I plan to become active with organizations similar to the ones that you're dealing with, because the need for soldiers and generals is great. I don't care what you're talking about. You know, human trafficking or drunk driving or any other issues. The need for resources, both financial and you know, committed people, is tremendous.
Okay. Yeah.
No question about it. And I won't go into my background, but certainly for the probably 30 more years that I was involved in not involved, but working for the federal government, working for the in the Congress, the House of Representatives, in particular, for all these 13 years and learning the inner workings of that organization, and, you know, with the, with the U.S. Senate on an everyday basis. And, you know, we had, you know, contact in the White House, fights with them at times. So most of it was in the area of human resources, human services. And, I mean, a lot of it dealt with everything from national security, you know, national defense, the other whole bit. And the,
well,
and
let me ask you a question, Uncle. Is there a need? And obviously we talked to, Pastor Arrington that survived and became a pastor and leading organizations. Here's Trisha Bailey, who created a character as the lookout lady, the lookout.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just do that for you, Trisha. She's also a news reporter. And our town is in 72,205 zip codes. 72,205.
Wow.
Zip codes throughout the country. And mm-hmm. our number one is our town is about our women. Right, Trisha?
Yes. Yeah. And about our children.
Can
and
you
also
finish?
Our seniors. Yes. It's also about our seniors, our children, and our communities and the world.
There you go. And so, and since you had your hands on the White House as I have on Wall Street, do you think there's a need for a powerful woman of color to create a character to say to these young girls who might be abused that think there's no hope, there's no tomorrow? Do you think that this is something that might be a positive way to change the time?
Well, I think that's very creative, and one has to be creative in order to deal with the younger generation, because they're operating in a different frequency than those of us who are at middle age or old age. But I think that one has to have a good deal of support behind them. I think it's one thing, and it's very honorable and commendable, that an individual would see the needs to advance or to rescue literally people who are trapped in this human trafficking thing. But I think that the evil is so big, so deep, so well financed that if you are not getting support from the public, both moral support and financial support, you may find yourself at points. I'm sorry. You call?
But what? Okay. Well, as we're coming around the corner, what he's saying, and Pastor Arrington, if you also
Tommy,
what? Yes.
Tommy.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Tommy?
Yes. Huh?
Tommy, this is Uncle Dean. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can I continue talking just for one minute?
We're okay. Come around to the end.
Right. Now, I would say to Patricia.
Miss Bailey.
That she needs to have the support of a lot of people and a lot of organizations that have similar interests. And so if you're not organized in terms of being a so-called 501c3 tax-exempt organization, you're going to have difficulty raising the necessary funds because when you create this kind of an entity, you have to apply to the Internal Revenue Service at the federal level, and if you want to do it at the state level, it's, you know, the state revenue commissioner. But anyway, the point I'm saying is that you need to be organized so that you are recognized by the powers that be that control the money, and you can get grants from the federal state local government. But you must be organized by certified by some governmental organization or entity that has the power to grant you these kinds of privileges and protections. And
we're getting to the end of the organization, but obviously, Tricia, what she's talking about, because you have to understand, this is Uncle Eugene, this is the Austin in me, this is the leadership. He has to cook up with the whole, you know, structure of governmental, you know, societies. This is what he's talking about as far as the pastor is concerned. When it comes to, we have to stop being afraid to help each other. But one thing I'm sure that he would want to say is that you have to make the first step. And sometimes the race doesn't start until you cross the finish line. Pastor Harrington, do you have a closing statement?
I'm just grateful to be on this line, on this call with you all. It was very, very informative. Informative. I appreciate the information that was provided by all parties on this evening. And I just really, again, just wanted to say for anyone that has been through anything, just never be ashamed of anything that you've been through. Know that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loves you.
Ms. Tricia Bailey, are you obviously available for motivational speaking, and also Pastor Harrington, for those who, and just what my uncle was saying is that we need to be backed, and if you're either 501(c)(3), I mean, I'm a former investment banker, Wall Street, and everything else, but the thing is, we have to come out community-wise, leaders got to come out. And we got to back each other. We got to help each other. And it takes a little money to do something. We can't do nothing, you know.
That's
sometimes we have to go on the other side of the railroad to go get money to come back to the village. I'm a hunter. And, you know, if you sit here and wait around the village campfire, and everyone's going to starve unless I'm going to come back with a elk or a deer around my shoulders out the woods, you know? And I cut off an ear and a hoof, and 3-4 hours later, they're all greasy stomachs and laughing, telling jokes. They turn around and say, where's Tom at? Where's Tricia? You know? And where's Vivian? Where's Eugene? Where's Teresa? They say, you know, they're back out there hunting. You can't take a wagon train when you're trying to, you know, feed the people. And we got to feed them hope. We got to feed them difference. And I want to just leave this to Tricia, is to say it's time for a change. And make sure to change your clocks if you hadn't already. Change. And don't accept, you know, what people have already given you. Don't ever stop fighting. Tricia, give us a closeout.
Well, in closing, Tom, I agree exactly what your uncle was saying about funding. You definitely need funding to continue doing what we're doing, and it is we are accepting donations at any time. So you can contact me, like I said, at TrishaBailey80@gmail.com at any time. Thank you so much, and I appreciate everyone, and remember to get up and drive to stay alive.
Now, I'm going to put a challenge to the pastor. Can you give us a little short prayer?
Yes, I can. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this moment that you have ordained. And Father God, we just thank you that all hearts and minds are satisfied. God, we just thank you that we will yet be helpless one to another, oh God, for we are yet our brothers and sisters keepers. Oh God, we just ask that you pull us together that we may all get a work done unto your glory, oh God. It's all for kingdom building, oh God. Lord, we just ask that you touch that one that's out there in the streets, oh God, that one that's being prostituted right now, God, for the first time. That one that's entered into domestic violence for the first time. That one that's feeling suicidal for the first time. We ask that you will heal, set free, and deliver that person right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, until we meet again, oh, God, we will never leave this place and not your sight, oh, God. We ask that you bring us all back together on the appointed time. In Jesus' name, we pray this evening. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So we have Lookout Lady. She's going to be coming out, and she's going to be doing some other events. And just thing I just want to say is thank you all who are listening. It's going to be linked on, so others who are listening who couldn't get on the show, you can listen to it on my Facebook wall or Tricia Facebook wall or, you know, the Pastor Arrington Facebook wall soon. And for those who need media exposure for their services and products between now and Christmas, and, you know, community leaders, churches, schools, and whatnot, I just want to say, you know, we all have to stop being afraid to help each other. And thank you all so much, and I'm so proud of Tricia Bailey for the Lookout Lady. Thank you so much. I'm closing
you
out.
So much, have a great evening, all.
Don't go nowhere. What you gonna do tomorrow? What you gonna do this week to make a change? First off, you better change your clock. Thank you, Jane, Doretha, first superwoman. Thank you all so much for being on the show. Hope you're having a great, great, great start of the fall. Fall, the leaves are falling. Let's lift up our souls. Okay? Love you all.
Love you too.